Welcome to LA International, our weekly exploration of issues important to the diverse communities of Southern California, including issues that the mainstream media may have overlooked. Today we're joined by Eric Olander, Director of News Programming and Production for KSCI TV, Channel 18, and Shiraz Hassan, who hosts an entertainment show called Tinseltown on the same station. Welcome to you both.
Welcome. Welcome.
On Sunday, the day after Christmas, tsunami waves from a huge underwater earthquake crashed down upon several East Asian continents which border the Indian Ocean. More than 139,000 people have been killed. News organizations all over the world have been busy bringing the news of the devastation to a stunned global community. Southern California is home to many communities who have family in these nations that were hard hit by the tsunami. Eric, the tsunami has been such a devastating act of nature, it's still hard to comprehend the severity of the impact. How has KSCI-TV covered this story differently than the mainstream media?
Well, I think in the first few days after, we covered it very similarly. It was the shock and just the overwhelming kind of reaction from the pictures that were coming in. And so as we started to absorb it and started to understand what was really going on and how many different countries and cultures were impacted, our coverage started to evolve. And unlike a station in what we call the general market, that is the Anglo or the Latino market, what we have is we cover lots of different communities, the Vietnamese, the Cambodian, the Indian, the Indonesian, and the Chinese most predominantly. And so our coverage broke down throughout the course of a day to reflect the different needs of these communities. So, for example, our Vietnamese coverage now is focusing much more on the relief efforts of Vietnam's neighbors, largely in Thailand and China, whereas our Chinese coverage is divided between a Hong Kong response, a Taiwan response, and a mainland Chinese response.
There's been talk that a better warning system should be developed to ensure that this never happens again, but that's really expensive, and for very poor countries, as you've pointed out, that could be the difference between planning for a once-in-a-century event or eating. How's your station covered this aspect of the problem?
These questions of where do countries like China, Vietnam, and South Asian countries spend their money is really an ongoing theme of everything that we do here, because that's the reality of the people that live in these areas and also the reality of a lot of the immigrants who come from those areas. So again, we try to, this is an ongoing part of our coverage, and it just has been kind of highlighted with the latest disaster that's affected South Asia, because it's yet another piece of infrastructure that could have saved lives. But at the end of the day, leaders in South Asia make decisions every day based on what they think is in the best interest of their people. And clearly, it's a lot of money to spend on a piece of technology that may or may not have dividends in the short run when you've got housing crisis, AIDS crisis, prostitution, child prostitution issues, and poverty that are endemic to everyday life.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from the community that you serve about the coverage you're providing to them? How important is the kind of coverage you're providing?
Well, anytime you have a disaster like this, you have, particularly in our role as a leader, we're the largest Asian broadcaster in the United States, so we play a very, very important role within the Asian communities that are here. And so people always are contacting us for more information, more assistance that we can provide, and more resources, which is what spurred us into action to do the telethon, which we did on Saturday, which was tremendously successful. That was born really out of a demand from our audience that kept coming to us saying, we need more information, we want more analysis, we want to understand how this tragedy is going to affect our homelands, and at the same time, what we can do to help. And that really was what spawned the idea to get Shiraz involved and to kind of do a four-hour telethon, which was part a telethon, but also part an informational program to raise awareness. It was structured as much like a news program as it was like a telethon, and again, that was directly in response to the demand that we had from our community to provide information.
Shiraz, you host the entertainment program Tinseltown on KSCI-TV, but the tsunami is, as Eric has said, has pushed you into the role of doing some news reports that are geared to viewers here in Southern California who have family in India. What has that been like, and what kind of response have you received from the local Indian community?
Like you said, you know, I'm very used to an entertainment background, and then when I got a call from Eric and Peter Mathers, you know, we kind of sat down, and it was so emotional that even this is the first time I've ever done live television. And, you know, the focus was the people. How can we help the people? And it's really opened my mind, because, it's shown that, you know, yes, you can produce entertainment programming. Yes, you can do, you know, Hollywood, Bollywood, and so forth. But, you know, there are people out there who are dying, you know, and I could use my same skill set, you know, along with KACI station and really make a difference. And I really think that after the telethon, I mean, this is just one step. It just doesn't take one telethon to make a difference. But what it's done, it's shown that the Los Angeles community did come together, all different demographics, all different races, and they all tuned in at the same time. And even the guests on the show, it was so amazing that on one given show in Southern California, you could see a Muslim, a Jew, a Hindu, a Sikh, Chinese, Sri Lankan, Christian. I mean, all different people, yet they're all there to help people. And there was no judging, there was nothing. Everyone was there from their heart. And I think it's kind of shown us now that, you know what, there's another level out there. And I think there are people who really need information. They want the healing, and they want, you know, it's about bringing people together. And I think the telethon, you know, done that.
Mark, Siraj brought up a very good point that while for most of the media, in 3 or 6 months, or maybe even a month, this may not be the story anymore. There will be another story that will come along that will take it off the front pages, potentially. For us, this isn't going away. And Siraj brought up pretty much one of the most important points that reflects our thinking here. This was really just a first step. Because this directly impacts so many people within our main audience in the community here within Los Angeles, this is going to be an ongoing story for us. You can tune into KSCI next year at this time, and you'll see an ongoing coverage of how the politics, the economics, the diplomacy, the culture are changed in this part of the world and subsequently here in Los Angeles as well, based on the events that have happened in the past 10 days.
Siraj, you said that the tsunami story has caused you to decide not only to have your show on the web, but to offer more programming on the web, such as community issues and eventually maybe even down the road hard news. Why did you make that decision?
After the response I heard from the viewers, you know, listening. We had some survivors who survived the tsunami who came onto the telethon. You know, listening to the Indonesian counselor, you know, the ambassador from Sri Lanka. When I'm hearing these stories, you know, that it really sunk into me at that point. I thought, you know what, I've been gifted by God with this opportunity, you know, and I really need to crank it up. You know, I need to take it to the next level so I can reach more people and give people, you know, not everyone wants entertainment.
Eric, going forward, what are the plans for news coverage for this area beyond reporting on, say, the amount of relief sent and hearing stories about how people are coping who lost family members and friends?
We're going to be talking a lot about travel to the region. Of course, coming up in February is the Lunar New Year holiday, which is one of the busiest travel periods anywhere in the world, as Vietnamese, Koreans, even some Japanese, and mostly Chinese go back home for those holidays. So you'll see travel stories come up quite a bit. And then we're going to talk a lot about minority rights in South Asia. There are reports coming out of Malaysia and Indonesia that certain ethnic Han Chinese are suffering discrimination. And this is a very complex issue in South Asia, particularly Malaysia and Indonesia, and the relationship between ethnic Chinese and non-Chinese, and the ethnic Chinese who have traditionally been more affluent business class apparently now are suffering some discrimination in the distribution of aid and relief supplies. So we'll take a close look at that as well.
Eric, what are some of the stories your station has covered recently that would have gone unnoticed by the mainstream media?
The story that we're working on for the next couple of weeks is the growing trend of Anglo families who are adopting Chinese children, and that's been going on for a long time. But what's been happening recently is more of these Anglo families are teaching their children Chinese and then bringing them back to China to reconnect them with their ethnic homeland. And so we'll be reporting on that in the coming days as well.
Eric Olander is the Director of News Programming and Productions for KSCI TV Channel 18. Siraj Hassan hosts the entertainment program Tinseltown on that same station. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Tune in at this time every Wednesday for the latest edition of LA International.